The Gemara says in Daf Dalet Amud Aleph that after Hardus killed out the Chachamim, so he asked for a takana from Baba Ben Buta. He said, "My takana de dugava." So he told him, "Amrle hu kiba arish oilam. You extinguish the ara of the world. Chesiv kiner metzav etar ar yeluch v'yasik barish oilam. You should be Isaac in the arish oilam. Chesiv v'naru elav kol agayim." So we find that the Beis Hamikdash is referred to as ar, and therefore you should be Isaac in the arish oilam. That would be your tikkun. So I saw an interesting kasha in the Ayas HaShach over here from Arlen Steinman. He says that l'chare, it's not a the tikkun is not daima to the avla, because the avla was to kill the chachamim, and without tara the world has no kiyum. There's no kiyum at all without tara. Meshaking the Beis Hamikdash, even though it's a davar chasha, but the world has kiyum without the Beis Hamikdash. We see we can live in Golas without the Beis Hamikdash. We can live in a matzav of churban. So it's not the same avla. He did something which took away tara, which is the world can't exist without it, and he brought back the Beis Hamikdash, which as chashuv as it is, but it's not the same equivalence of something that the world can't exist without. So what is the tikkun hatshuva over here? Now, Pashas, I would have thought that enechanami, the Gemara is not saying that the what he's doing equals the avla, but this is the mahalach of tshuva. The tshuva is you have to be Isaac, you have to be mechazik adavar, and it has to do with what you took away, and being that the avla was done in the inin of ar, the tikkun has to do with the ending of R as well, even though it's not equal, but that's how he shows he's doing tshuva, and that's the Lashon Gemara. Yelech v'yasek b'arish o'ilam. It doesn't say he'll be misakin arish o'ilam. It says he was kiba, he took it out. He's not bringing it back, legamre, but the fact that he's being isek on R, that's good enough to be a tikkun, that's good enough for a tshuva, even though it doesn't equal exactly the avla. That would be the pashas. But I think that if, I think there could be a more pashas shot over here, that b'amis et tzarechin, what exactly is the Raya the Gemara that the Beis Hamikdash is called Ar. The Gemara brings this pasuk in Yeshaya where it says V'naharu elav kol ha-gayim. And all the Goyim will run to the Beis Hamikdash. Where do you see over there that the Beis Hamikdash is called Ar? The Gemara is saying the V'yasku barish ha-ayilam d'chsiv v'nar elav kol ha-gayim. There's no Raya from here that the Beis Hamikdash is called Ar. It doesn't say anything about Ar in the pasuk. So if you look in the Rashash over here, the Rashash has a Chiddush Tekapshat. He says that the Lashon V'naharu is a Lashon of Ar. He brings a pasuk in Eov where it says about Taifa olav nahara. We find that Nahar is a lashon of Ar, like Nahara Ma'aliyasa. It's a lashon of Ar, and therefore, when Nahar of Kalagai means that the Goyim will all get Ar from the Beis HaMikdash. That's how he learns Pshat in the Pasuk. Now, Lachar, what he's saying is Tzarechin, because if you look in the Lefihis Pshat, it doesn't really fit into the dictate of the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, Naharu Elof Kalagai, the Goyim will go towards the Beis HaMikdash. If it's a lashon of Ar, that they get Ar from the Beis HaMikdash, it should be even Naharu Mimanu, Naharu Al-Yadai, but not Elav, is the opposite tense over here. You're not being nar towards the Beis HaMikdash, you're getting nar from the Beis HaMikdash. So it's difficult to see how that pshat fits into the pasuk. Also, if you look in all the Mefarshe ha-pshat in the Navi over there, nobody says it's a Lashon of Ar. Everyone says it's a Lashon of Anar, Lashon Marutza, the river runs, they'll run to the Beis HaMikdash. So it's definitely not the Pashup pshat in the pasuk. So what is the Raya talking the Gemara that Nahar is a Lashon of Ar? So the Marsha says a different pshat, which doesn't say Beferish, but it seems to be how he's learning. The Rashash himself points out that the Marsha say not like him. The Marsha says that the Gemara is being simech on the next pasuk right afterwards, where it says ki mitzion teitzah tara with varashem Yerushalayim. Do we see that the Beis Hamikdash is the makar of tara? That's where tara comes from, and tara is ara. Tara is called ar, and for that reason we see that the Beis Hamikdash is called ar. Now the question is the feed of Marsha. Why does the Gemara bring the first pasuk of the Nahar Elof Kol HaGayim? Why don't you just bring the second pasuk of Kimitzin Tetzatai? That's the Ikaraya. So the pshat is that we're bringing a raya not just that the Beis Hamikdash is Ar, but it's Arishal Eilam of the whole world, not just of Klai. So the second pasuk, Kimitzin Tetzatai, might mean that it's Ar for us, but not for the whole world. But when it says the Nahar Elof Kol HaGayim, all the Gayim will run to the Beis Hamikdash. And why? Like the pasuk explains, because Kimitzin Tetzatai, that's a raya that the Beis Hamikdash is Arishal Eilam, it's not the Ar of the whole world. That's what seems to be how the Marsha is learning Pshat. The Gemara is called Kopanim Lefi the Marsha. I think that would be Miyashiv, the Kashiv, the Yosef Shachar, that the Tikkun for killing out the Talmud Chachamim is not the Beis HaMikdash per se, but it's the Ar of Tyre that comes out from the Beis HaMikdash. That's good for the Pasuk that the Gemara is bringing. Ki Mitzion Teitz V'Tyre, Beis HaMikdash is called Ar because there is a certain enhancement of Tyre that comes from the Beis HaMikdash, the Tyre, the Ar of Tyre. And Mimele, since the Avla was done in removing Tyre, the tikkun would be in bringing back Tyra, and that would be the Mida Kenega Mida. That is the tikkun of his tshuva.